I think quite daunting for me as a child. I didn't know what was happening. Sent in the hospital for a week, prodded and poked with needles and small syringes to they get my blood tested and all, but I came out of it okay. I think being young had helped because I didn't know any better and I was just told to do this and do this from now on for the rest of my life. Type 1 is controlled via insulin injections daily. Without them, I wouldn't survive.
For some people, the thought of daily injections would be quite daunting. How did you adapt to doing that?
Again, I go back to being so young. I didn't really... It was something new to me. I learned quite quickly in hospital how to actually on an orange. It became just a normal, everyday thing to me, like riding a bike, like going to school. It had to be done. Like eating food, drinking water, it has to be done to survive. So, and that's, I had to do my injections to survive. So, it was daunting, I would say, maybe through school time, but after that, it just became second nature. It has been there all my life. And even today, it's just a regular routine. I get up in the morning, test my blood, I do my injection. Should be required, and same throughout the day when I'm eating meals, going to my bed in the evening. Before I go to bed, I must test my levels, take my insulin.
Does it affect your life in any way? Do you have to be more careful about what you eat or the activities you do?
Not really. It doesn't really affect me that much. I just have to make sure, I live about 10 miles away from where I work, so I need to make sure my blood sugar levels are at a decent level before I drive to work in the morning. If I do any activity, I just need to make sure my levels are at a good range and also, you know, maybe prepare for that activity by taking a little bit more sugar.
What would be the effect if you didn't monitor your blood sugar levels as closely as you do?
Well, number one, I wouldn't know what my sugar levels are, so I don't know what control to use, so I'd be going blind with injections. I could overdose or underdose myself on insulin. If I overdose, I would take a hypoglycemia, which would mean my blood sugars would go so low that there wouldn't be the sustainable sugar in my blood to help me survive, and I could get very ill through that. Same with not taking enough insulin, I could go into a state of hyperglycemia, which is when your blood sugars go very, very high. That can lead to long-term complications if that's not dealt with quite quickly. So I must make sure that I keep strict control on my blood sugars at all times.
The World Health Organization has released a report, quite a stark warning, that the number of people diagnosed with both type 1 and type 2 diabetes has quadrupled since 1980. You've lived with it all your life. Are you surprised by the findings?
Not surprising at all. I think if people were to control what they eat more, how they exercise, the lifestyle here is becoming very sort of relaxed. People are, you're not getting out exercising maybe enough, you're sitting watching TV. That can all lead to complications in the future, and diabetes being one of them. Type 1, I don't think falls under that bracket. Type 1 is, I suppose, it's how I feel, it's a disease that can't be controlled. It's something that has happened to my body. Whereas type 2, because it's a lifestyle or diet thing, you can control it, you can manage it, and you can probably sustain it to be, or help get rid of that disease, if you want to call it.